hip to the hepatitis scam by Knowledge the Word Smith. Nathaniel Lehman, a medical physician and life fellow of the American Psychiatric Association, noted that the upper range of the AIDS epidemic was reached in New York and San Francisco and correctly concluded it was the result of gay men taking the tainted HB quaccination, information that will astound. Don Francis assured Luc Montagnier that no link between AIDS and the quaccine inoculation had been found. Yet a few years later, he sent Montagnier blood samples to test for the presence of the AIDS virus. The samples numbered 13. The samples came from gay men in the San Francisco study who were dying of AIDS, who had received the experimental hepatitis B quaccine. In 1985, Harold Jaffe, deputy director for AIDS science at the CDC, and co-worker Andrew Moss presented data from the San Francisco hepatitis B study that found the virus was present in the blood of 4.5% of the study's subjects in 1978, and 20% in 1980, and 67% by 1984. Now you know the score. The New York infections had not begun with the infamous patient zero, Gideon Dugas, around 1980, as was presented by the CDC. Gay men from New York were being infected sometime around 1973. Spreading through communities, had hepatitis B quaccine trials been conducted in New York City in the early 70s? So let's get the story straight. The phase 1 and 2 studies had been conducted in New York from 1976 to 1977, in time for prompting a small homosexual outbreak of AIDS cases in Manhattan in 1978. With 200,000 human doses, which Dr. Krugman et al. Hoped in December to soon test, it is highly unlikely that, as reported by Smunes, they only quaccinated 1,083. Krugman, since the mid-1960s, had been using children at the Willowbrook State School for the mentally retarded as human guinea pigs for Army and Atomic Energy Commissioners-funded hepatitis B studies. Krugman inoculated dozens of New York children with liver cancer-causing viruses to determine the lowest concentration of HBV needed for hepatitis immunization. The rationale was that the children were likely to become exposed to hepatitis B anyway, so little consideration was given to the bioethics of such experimentation. The State Institute for Basic Studies in Neuroscience will pay for their sins. They conducted microbial and biochemical studies on how cells were affected by various toxins. A USAID quaccine study was launched in Burundi. Quaccination against hepatitis B was carried out at birth in the Bujumbura Hospital in Burundi. Here's the intel. The data, 2 injections the first 48 hours after birth and the second 2 months later. A booster given at the age of 1 year, breaking it down in this rhyme, it's very clear the hepatitis B quaccine studies, similar to those in New York, proceeded in Africa on children and infants at the same time. In Africa, New York, people lined up to volunteer, trusting people who, like the DOD, did open-air biological weapons experiments on unsuspecting people in San Francisco, New York, and elsewhere. There's one crucial element that Strucker's bovine and viciniviruses theory lacked. NCI viral researchers were not experimenting with sheep or cow lentiviruses in Manhattan in the early 1970s. They were experimenting with various primate cancer viruses and quaccines, and Strucker failed to consider this one important fact. They should have been put in jail. Russian researchers were not implicated whatsoever by the paper trail. WHO was leaving Africans and gays in critical condition. Merck, Gallows Group, Litton, Bionetics, et al. Ended up in the spotlight of suspicion. The measles vaccine studies, why were they interested in vaccinating Africans overseas? Gallo documented receiving a donation from Bionetics, Hazleton, the University of Chicago, Stanford University, Dow Chemical, and the New England Nuclear Corporation. Rasmussen said an immune system destroying disease would be the outcome of programs of multiple mass vaccination. Dr. Dole from the CDC directed discussion on the question of indemnification of persons unforeseeably or unavoidably injured by immunization. He noted his concern over court awards of many a large money settlement and feared that the makers would not only discontinue the production of vaccines, but also turn their attention from research and development. In Denmark, a number of cases of a polio-like disease occurred that were related in time to the oral polio vaccination campaign. 2.7 million doses given to a large segment of the population. Lunatics run the asylum and the whole world's gone insane. Oral polio vaccination. The Minister of the Interior immediately promised indemnification. An expert committee was set up and people received financial compensation. Vaccine-induced incapacity. To consider this problem, they set up a committee. The general plan was to prepare legislation. The government needed to take care of these people and pay them financial compensation. Vaccine-induced incapacity, compensation for this disability. Vaccine-induced incapacity, reduced earning capacity. The CIA had illegal possession of deadly biological weapons, which were supposed to be erased. A committee asked why a presidential order was disobeyed, why such a serious act of insubordination could remain undetected for so many years, and why the poisons were developed in such quantities in the first place. Were they looking to create a medically made epidemic? The CIA involved in the development of bacteriological warfare materials with the Army's biological laboratory at Fort Detrick. The CIA and FBI were established to spy on foreign governments. The project of Fort Detrick involved the development of bacteriological warfare agents. CIA association with Fort Detrick involved the Special Operations Division, SOD, of that facility. The division developed special applications for biological warfare agents and toxins. Its principal customer was the U.S. Army. The CIA relationship with SOD was formally established in May 1952, the evil that men do. From its outset, the project was characterized by extreme compartmentation of the activities that took place there in very limited documentation. They should all have been put in jail. There was little, if any, paper trail. Something wasn't right. The operation was very tight.